All right. So today's Daf Mem Hey. Let's just refresh our recollections about what we did yesterday. If you remember, we spoke about two principles in halacha. One is heter mitzaref le'isur, and related is tam ki'ikar. So heter mitzaref le'isur means that the heter, something which is completely mutar, joins with something which is asur to form the minimum shear to be mechayev you. So the way Rashi was learning, it could even mean that I'm just having two things at the same time, and heter mitzaref le'isur will create, and the other is tam ki'ikar, that if I taste the isur, it's prohibited. So yesterday we quoted Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Abahu in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who we later learned was following the Tana Rabbi Akiva. He learns heter mitzaref le'isur from Mechol Mishrat Anavim, that if anything that's like soaked in the grapes, like for the Nazir, the bread is soaked in the grapes, so it has that din, that's heter mitzaref le'isur. And then we said that tam ki'ikar, he learns from the clay Midian, from the when they went to war with the with Midian in Parshas Matot. So at the end they had to kasher the kelim. So that's tam ki'ikar, because the what's in the kelim is tam. Okay, that's one side. And then we said, though, the chachamim, they learn tam ki'ikar from Mishrat, and that's basically what we're up to right now. All right, so I'll begin again from 5 lines to the bottom on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, so 44b, 5 lines from the bottom, Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Everybody with me? So Amar li Rav Acha v'Rei Rav Ivi Ravashi Midrabanan Nishma l'Rabbi Akiva. From the Shita of the Chachamim, we can extrapolate to Rabbi Akiva. Milo Amri Rabbanan Mishrat Tam Ki Ikar. Don't the Chachamim say that Mishra teaches me Tam Ki Ikar, that the Tam is prohibited, like the Ikar itself? Mikana Tadam Kol Yisroel Shebetorah. So they're able to use the whole Mishrat Anavim that's said by the Nazir to teach me a din, the whole Torah Kula, which is Tam Ki Ikar, which is the way we hold. We hold Tam Ki Ikar is a din in the whole Torah. So he says, the Rabbi Akiva Nami, Mishrat Lehetar Mitzaref Le'isur. So why can't we do the same thing with Rabbi Akiva, which is what Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bava, and Rabbi Yochanan was following Rabbi Akiva? Why can't we say, Mikana Tadam Kol Yisroel Shebetorah Kula? Why does Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan, i.e. Rabbi Akiva, why do they limit that din to Nazir? And we had one other case that they had as well, or according to Ze'iri,
Chatat.
yeah, the Z is no. Ze'iri learned about the Haktara, about on the Mizbeach, but let me leave Ze'iri out of it. But why is it that why can't Rabbi Akiva also learn it's a din in the Chol Torah Kula Heter Mitzaref LeYisur? So Amarle on the top line on Mem Hey Amud Aleph, Amarle Mishum Dahav Nazir VeChatat Shtei Ketuvim VeKe'Echad, because Nazir and Chatat are both going to teach me Heter Mitzaref LeYisur. He says Ve'in Malamdin. So it means like this: if the Torah teaches me in one place, so then that could be a model that I could learn from elsewhere. But if it teaches me the same halacha in two places, it's teaching me just those two items and nowhere else. So here the Gemara is saying within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Akiva, they're all on the same tzad, that Heter Mitzaref LeYisur I learned from Nazir, and we can also learn from Chatat, which we'll see shortly. And since I learned from two places, that's it. I can't learn it anywhere else. We'll see in a minute. So he says, Nazir Hada'amran. So Nazir, we went through Heter Mitzaref LeYisur, B'chol Mishrat Anavim, the bread that's soaked in the wine, that taught me Heter Mitzaref LeYisur. He says, Chatat Mahi. What's Chatat? How do I know Heter Mitzaref LeYisur by Chatat? So let me see this outside and then I'll say it inside in a minute. So the Torah says that anything that touches a chatat gets the same din as a chatat. So a chatat is a korban. So anything that touches a chatat, another piece of meat, whether it's chulin or shlamim, gets the same din as the chatat. So the Gemara is going to learn that the chatat gives its ta'am into the second piece of meat. So if the chatat is pasul, it can't be eaten, then the other piece of meat can't be eaten either. If the chatat, if it's a shlamim, you get 2 days to eat it. The chatat, you get 1 day to eat it. So you'll have to only have 1 day to eat it. So he's going to learn that, let's say it's a davar pasul, so it'll give ta'am, let's say, into a chatzi zayit, and then if I eat a whole kazayas, in other words, I have the chatat as piece A. The chatat touches the shlamim. Now I take away the chatat, all I have is the shlamim. But the chatat has a taste of the chatat in it. So let's say the taste, let's say I take a piece of meat and I taste the chatat in half a gzayas, and another piece of meat doesn't have the taste of the chatat, but I'm still going to be chayav, subject to the same dinim as the chatat for the whole gzayin. That's basically the proof. So that's going to be heterim and starif le'isur. It's also an element of tam ki'ikar, because where the tam is the same isurim. I'll say it inside and then I'll repeat it and then we'll go over okay in a minute. Okay? So he says, chatat ma'ihi, the tani, we learn in the braisa, kulishri gabib surah yikdash v'gomer, whatever touches its flesh will be kodesh, meaning get the same dinim. I might have thought that even if PSB doesn't absorb from the chatad, that would be true. In other words, the Gemara teaches it for you could say for limud purposes, as kosheri gabiv sara yikdash, that the chatad is you know injecting its tam bibisara in the second piece. So he says, so I might have thought that even if it's not bole, it doesn't absorb it. Tamalomer biv sara achiv laba basar yikdash liot kamo. Yikdash means the second piece of meat will be the same as the chatad. Shim psulahi tifasel. So if the chatad is psula, let's say the chatad is a pigol. Remember, pigol is a chiv karet if you eat pigol. So if the chatad is a pigol, it means I didn't do anything wrong with the chatad. I just had a wrong machshava with it, or it might be dibur, but I thought I would eat it. You know, chutzesman. So if the chatat is pigol, so now whatever it touched also gets it in a pigol. So again, let's say now if I eat pigol, I'm chayv karet. Let's say it gave its tam into half a kezias of the shlamim, and then I ate a whole kezias of the shlamim. So half the kezias got the tam of the chatat, and half not. So nevertheless, I'm chayv as if I ate pigol now. That's what it's teaching me. So that's heter mitzaref leisur. Heter in this case is the shlamim, okay? That's without the tam. He says, v'im ksherahi te'echel kechamur shaba. If the chatat is a ksherah korban, so it's nevertheless, the second piece of meat is subject to the restrictions of the first piece of meat. So chatat is only one day and one night. So shlamim is 2 days and one night. So the second piece of meat is subject to one day and one night. Okay, let me just repeat again. Welcome, Mayor, and welcome, everybody. Okay, let me just repeat again so make sure everybody's on the same page, okay? So we're on the topic of heter mitzaref le'isur. Heter mitzaref le'isur. Heter mitzaref le'isur is a big chiddush. It teaches me if I have something which is no Easter connected with it, and then another piece which is Easter, the two combine to create the shear where I violate the Torah, let's say kezias or whatever. So Rabbi Yochanan, which is the same as Rabbi Akiva, learned it from Mishrat Anavim. I have the bread that's soaked in the wine. Let's say you're a Nazir, and let's say there's a half kezias of wine and half kezias of bread. So that's heter mitzaref le'isur. Now I have a whole kezias, even though the bread is not prohibited, but it's infused with the tam of the wine. That's heter mitzaref le'isur. So that's a din. That's a din. That's only by the nazir. And then the Gemara says, "Well, how come it's only by the nazir? It should be by the whole Torah kula. We'll extrapolate there for the whole Torah." So the Gemara says, "It's true because we learn this din by nazir. We learn it by chatat also. So by chatat, I have the two pieces of meat, the chatat piece of meat, and the other piece of meat could be chulin, could be shlamim. So if the chatat is a pigol, this is just one example. If the chatat is a pigol piece of chatat, so I'm chayv karet if I eat the pigol, by the kezias of it, I'm chayv karet, I should say. So if it gives its tam into the second piece of meat, whether it's chulin or shlamim, and it gives its tam into half a kezias, and I eat a whole kezias, so I'm eating a kezias of, let's say, shlamim, half of it has got the tam of the chatat, half not, so I'm chayev for eating pigol, because it has that heter mitzaref le'isur. So both of those dinim. So again, so Rabbi Akiva is not going to learn it, and Rabbi Yochanan for the whole Torah, because the same din I learned by Nazir and I learned by Chatat. Now, the emes is that Chatat also can teach me Tam Ki'ikar just as easily, right? Because the Tam that it gives in the first part, that has the din of Isur, that's also Tam Ki'ikar. So they had in the footnotes here, they said that whichever one I'm going to learn from Chatat is going to be limited in its scope. So it's more likely of the two, I should ascribe to Chatat the one that is more likely to be limited in scope. So heter mistarif le'isur is a bigger chiddush. So in other words, I have something with no taste in it that's going to join with the thing that does have the taste. So that's much more of a chiddush. Or something that's not prohibited is going to join with that which is prohibited, I should say. So that's what we're ascribing it to. All right. Let me just do a little bit more, and then I'll pause in a couple of lines, and we'll take some questions. Okay. So now the Gemara. So now, 8 lines from the top. So the Gemara says, "V'rabana nami neve nazir v'chatat shnei v'nima ke'echad ba'im lamdin." Now the Chachamim who are mechulak the Rabbi Akiva, they learn Tam Ki'ikar from Mishrat Anavim. So why can't they learn Tam Ki'ikar from Chatat? Why can then be two kuvim the sheim lamdin? So Amri Hanahu Mishrach Srichi. So they would say that both sources are necessary. In other words, if both are necessary, then it doesn't fall under the rule of Shnei Ketuvim Ke'echad. In other words, Ketuvim Ke'echad is if either one, the both, in other words, one is superfluous. In other words, I can learn everything from A and then B, so totally superfluous. But if both are necessary to teach me something I wouldn't know or teach me a situation, then they're not superfluous. He says, so the Gemara will tease it out. Rabbi Akiva, Maitzrichi. So Rabbi Akiva would say, what do you need them both for? So Bishlami Kedav Rachmanu Chatat. So if the Torah would have only written the Klal and the Chatat, wherever the Klal would be, Heter Mitzarif Le'isur Tam Ki'ikar, he says, Logamar Nazir Mina. So then you're in Achinami, I would not have been able to learn Nazir from there. Assuming the Torah wants to teach me the same din by Chatat and by Nazir, I wouldn't have been able to learn Nazir from it. The Chulin Mikachim Logamrinan. We don't learn Chulin from Kachim. So Nazir will be a din in Chulin. In other words, it's, even though the Nazir has aspects of the Korbanot, but the aspect that he can't have the wine, that's a din in Chulin, and the other is Kachim. El Lichtov Rachmana B'Nazir, V'teiti Chatat V'tigmor Mina. He says, but why could the Torah not have just written by Nazir, and then I'll learn Kachim from that? He says, Daha Kul Yisum Shvatorah Gagamir Minazir, that all Yisum the Torah I could learn from Nazir, and we went through this on Memdal Amud Beis at the top of yesterday's Amud Beis. He says, so basically, Rabbi Akiva is saying, if it says it by Chatat and says it by Nazir, which he holds is Heter Mitztarif L'Isur, so that it stops me from learning anywhere else. Now, the Chachamim, they learn from Nazir, from Mishrat, they learn Tam Ki'ikar. So Rabbanan Amilah, so why can't they learn Tam Ki'ikar also from the Chatat? Rabbanan Amilah Mitzrach Strichi. He says, the Chachamim say, I need both of them. Chatat Leheter Mitztarif L'Isur. So he says, so the Chachamim are going to learn from Chatat just like Rabbi Akiva was learning Heter Mitztarif L'Isur. So it's coming out, everybody's learning Tam Ki'ikar. That's a Yisod. And everybody's going to learn Heter Mitztarif L'Isur. He says, Bechulin mikachim lo gamar. So they'll learn, in other words, so they'll say Heter Mitztarif L'Isur is just a din, only a din, by kachim. He says, Umishrat l'tein tam ki'ikar, umikana tadan l'chola Torah kula. All right, let me just do a little bit more, and then I'll summarize, and we'll take some questions, okay? Rabbi Akiva, tarvayu l'heter mitztarif l'isur, v'havulu shnei ketuvim ke'echad, v'choshnei ketuvim ke'echad ein melamdin. Okay, let me just summarize for a minute, and then we'll take some questions, okay, and then we'll go in for the kill, okay? So I'm just repeating again, but just to do the basics. So again, we have two klalim, or two principles in halacha, heter mitztarif l'isur and tam ki'ikar. Tam ki'ikar is the basic klal, which is a klal we have in halacha, tam ki'ikar. Heter mitztarif l'isur is a tremendous chiddush, and we only have it in a very limited place. That everybody will agree on that, okay? So, and again, tam ki'ikar means if I taste the isur, I'm in trouble, right? I'm having a challah and I taste chazer, I'm in trouble. That's bad news. And then heter mitztarif l'isur is a bigger chiddush, where I take the isur and I take something which is totally mutar, I join them together in some fashion, and now I have the right requisite shear, even though half the shear was from Heter and half was from Isur. That's the bigger chiddush of Heter mitztarif l'Isur. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Akiva, they learn Heter mitztarif l'Isur from Mishrat Anavim, from the pasuk by the Nazir. It says anything soaked in the wine we prohibited. So I have the bread and the wine. So I have half a gezeis of wine, half a gezeis of bread. It's heter mitzarif le'isur, and the nazir, that's it, the nazir. And then tam ki'ikar, Rabbi Akiva will learn from the clay Midian, that they when they came back from the war with Midian, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them to kasher the kalim, and the kalim only have a tam in them. Okay, that's tam ki'ikar. That's the aleph beis, the first yisod. So the Gemara says, why can't Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan, why can't they learn heter mitzarif le'isur as it did in the whole Torah? Now, let me stop for a second. The Chachamim, they don't agree with the limud from Mishrat. They learn from Mishrat tam ki'ikar. They learn from Mishrat tam ki'ikar. So, and they learn that for the whole Torah. So just like the Chachamim learn from Mishrat tam ki'ikar for the whole Torah, so why can't Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Akiva, why can't they learn heter mitzarif le'isur from Mishrat for the whole Torah? So he said, no, because it's shnei tumim ka'echad ve'im lamdin. I learned it from two places. I learned it by Nazir. I learned it by Chatat with the two pieces of meat coming together. So, im lamdin. And the Gemara says, the Chachamim, they learn from the Chatat. They're going to learn, they'll also learn from the Chatat, but they're going to learn a different klal. They're going to learn tam ki'ik, they're going to learn hetem mitzarif le'isur from the Chatat. So it comes out that Rabbi Akiva learns hetem mitzarif le'isur only by Nazir, and he'll have it also by the Chatat. And the Chachamim will learn hetem mitzarif le'isur only by the Chatat. I guess that's basically it. Okay, who's got questions, comments, with anything we did so far?
Does tam ki'ikar, is that really the same concept of being tam that we do chulin?
Using
different words?
You're breaking up somewhat, but in Achinami, it's the klal.
It was
the klal that you had in chulin about tam, right? That's tam ki'ikar. Right, that's
no change, Tom.
Right, that's it.
That's the same thing. It's just a different way.
Right. Okay. Everybody else. All right.
Then we have an opinion before that, even though it's been in two places, that you could still learn other places.
I think there's a machloket in the Gemara about the klal, but this Gemara takes it that the more standard way position is
you don't learn it.
You don't learn from it. There is a position that you could learn from it.
Yeah, we had it before.
Okay. All right. Let me
start, please, sir.
Yeah.
What happens if you have the Easter is like you said, a half a gazayas,
right?
And it touches 10 pounds of meat. Is the all the 10 pounds of meat?
No. Heter mitzarif le'isur means we'll wait till the next piece of Gemara, and then I'll come to you with the next Mishnah. Give me another 6-line Sal, okay?
What does it mean when they use the word joined together? How is that physically manifesting?
Yeah. So, did you come to yesterday's daf or not, Robert?
No, that's the
problem. That's the problem. You missed yesterday's shiur. But tell me
in 30 seconds or less.
Listen to it. Well,
let's do it again. Let's do it from yesterday. Let's go back from yesterday.
Well, not everything can be done in 30 seconds or less. But I'll try to do it briefly with you, Robert. Okay. So heter mitzarif le'isur. One way to say, let's say I'm a nazir. I'm not allowed to have wine. You have it. So I can't have wine. Let's say I dip bread in wine. I have, now the shear is kazayat, a kazayat of wine. Let's say I dip bread in half a kazayat of wine, and I have half a kazayat of bread, and I eat them. So that would be heter mitzarif le'isur that I violated my dinum of naziris. In other words, I ate a kazayas, but only half of it was the wine. The other half was the bread, but the bread was soaked with the wine.
Why isn't that chatzi shear asur min haTorah?
No, because that's the chiddush of heter mitzarif le'isur. It's not chatzi. In other words, chatzi shir asur min haTorah would just teach me that I violate the Torah by having a chatzi shir. This is saying more. This is not chatzi shir. This is, I had the whole shir. In other words, it's not chatzi shir. I had the whole shir. That's what it's teaching me. Let's say I have chazer. Let's say I have a piece of chazer meat. So if I eat a half kazayas of chazer, that's chatzi shir. Let's say I have the chazer, the way Rashi will learn it, I eat it with a piece of bread. So now I violate the law of eating chazer, even though I only had half a kazayas of chazer. That's the way Rashi will learn. But the other way to learn would be that it has to be infused with it, you know. So, but either way, you get the idea. All right. I'm going to move on. Let me go into the Mishnah, and then I'll try to address Sal's question, and we'll try to do what we can, okay? Okay, but you could listen to Why You Torah to my shir from yesterday, Robert, if you get the urge, okay? I'm just a mouse click away, all right? Now, we're 5 lines above the Mishnah. So Amalei Rav Ashi to Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, Ela Hadatani, but we learn in the Braisa, Mikol Asher Ye'aseh Migefen Hayayin, Mechar Tzinim V'Yadzag, that the Nazir is prohibited from eating anything that's from the vine, from the grape. Mechar Tzinim V'Yadzag. Now, this Machlok in the Gemara, it means from the grape skin to the seed. This Machlok, which is the grape skin and which is the seed. But the way the article has translated, that the chartzanim are the seeds and the zag is this grape skin. But either way, you get the idea. He says, Limid al Isur Nazir, al Isure Nazir, Shemit Starf in Ze Imze. That pasuk teaches me that the Isurim for Nazir are Shemit Starf one with another, meaning if I have a little bit of grape skin, I have a little bit of grape seed, I have a little bit of the flesh of the grape, you know, they're all mitztaref one with another, and then I violate the law from the Torah. So he says, so hash to the Rabbi Akiva, Easter of a heter mitztarefin. Now, if it's true, if Rabbi Akiva is correct, that the Torah teaches me by Nazir that heter is mitztaref le Easter, if that's true, so he says, Easter of Easter mibaya, is it necessary for the Torah to teach me that, in other words, if heter and Easter are mitztaref, if a piece of bread and wine are mitztaref, in other words, something which is totally mutar is mitztaref with something which is asur, certainly different things that are asur would join with one another. That's a kasha against Rabbi Akiva. If it's true, Rabbi Akiva, that you say that heter is mitztaref le'isur by nazir, why would the Torah have a different limud to teach me that the different elements of isur join with one another? In other words, imagine I have a plate, and on the plate there's grape skin, there's grape seeds, and there's the flesh of the grape. So I eat. So I take up a spoon, and they've all been separated from one another. I take up a spoon, and I eat all three. So they're all mitztaref with one another. They all join with one another to create an Easter. It's Easter A, Easter B, Easter C. And the Torah teaches that to me from this pasuk. So, but why, if the Torah already is teaching me the heter is mitztaref le'isur, certainly Easter for Easter is going to be mitztaref. So that's a kasha against Rabbi Akiva. So it's more likely the Torah is not teaching me that heter is mitztaref le'isur. So Amar Lei, Easter v'heter b'vad achat. So now who's speaking to who here, by the way? I lost the Rav Kashi, Rav Kahana. Yeah, so Rav Kahana says to him, Easter v'heter b'vad achat, Easter v'Easter b'zeh achar zeh. It means Isur the heter, and there was an order for heter to be mitztaref le'isur, I have to eat it at the same time. This is what you were speaking about, Sal. I have to eat the Isur and the heter at the same time, and then I'll say heter is mitztaref le'isur. And again, Sal, we only say heter mitztaref le'isur by Nazir. We don't say heter mitztaref le'isur, generally speaking, only by Nazir and by the Chatat. That's the only place that we're saying it. We're not saying it as a general rule of Kashrut, but I have to eat it at the same time. Or according to Rashi, it's like even more of a chiddush, like the bread is totally separate from the chazrei, or the bread is totally separated from the isur, and then I'm eating at the same time. He says, isur v'isur b'zeh achar zeh. But the lima of the isur v'isur, first I can eat like a series of grape skins, then I'll eat a series of grape seeds. That's b'zeh achar zeh, it's mitztarev. All right, I think I answered your question, Sal. So again,
how long of a time period for Zeh
you know the answer
is it
to that. Fern, you know the answer already, Fern, because I bechleach leprat. You got it. You don't even have to ask. You know. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. All right. I'm going to move on then. Okay. All right. So now we're up to the next Mishnah. All right. All right, Matnitin, Batsek Shibisidke Areva. Now it's talking about dough that's in the cracks of a trough that you're using to knead the dough, but the dough is being used like as sort of like a glue, like a paste or something to fill in the cracks. And the question is, at which point is it no longer chametz? And could I, in other words, do I have to worry about, you know, disposing of this before Pesach, or I just let it be? So he says, Batzek Shibisitke Areva, the Batzek, the dough, which is in the cracks of the Areva, the trough, if there's a Kazayit in one spot, then I have to dispose of it. I have to get rid of it before Pesach. Otherwise, it's batel. If it's less than a kazayit, it's batel. We'll explain in the Gemara. V'chein l'inin atuma, and similarly by tuma, imach pilav chotzeitz. And here that's difficult because the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about a shear less and more than a kazayis. And then the Mishnah says by tuma, imach pilav chotzeitz. If I'm makpid on something, it's chotzeitz, meaning I don't want it to be there. The imro tzebekimo hareza kareva. But if I want the item to be there, it's like part of the truff. And it's not, in other words, let's say I have to be tovel the truff. I want to, whatever reason, I have to be tovel the truff. So if I don't want that dough to be there, then it's a chatzitza, like with the water. In other words, I don't want the dough to be there, so I have to get rid of the dough before I tovel the keli. Let's say it became tame, I need to tovel the keli. Or, you know, for us, it would be like you purchase it from a non-Jew. So if I don't want the dough to be there, that's a chatzitza. If I want the dough to be there, it's not a chatzitza. All right? Everybody looks puzzled. All right, everybody good?
You can't use this bowl. It's just,
yeah, and if you not, have to get rid not, of it. Right. You're not going to use this truff to make the matzahs for Pesach, but it means, do I have a chiyuv to be mevayer chametz before Pesach? That's the question, okay? All right, let's take a look in the Gemara. Now, focusing on the first part of the Mishnah, we said that I have dough that's in the cracks of the truff, of the bowl, right, the kneading bowl. So there's a kazayis, I have to be vayer, otherwise it's batel. So I'm Rav Yudamar Shmuel, lo shanu, elo b'makom she'in asuin l'chazek. So that's only talking about if it's, now asuin l'chazek, the way Rashi learns, is you have two parts of this trough, and I'm just going to pour water into this bowl, so where the water line is. So it's above the water line or below the water line. Okay, that's, and then we're kind of come to see there's really three zones. But for now, we'll say two zones. So he says, "Olmakom shein asun lechazek. Shein asun lechazek is not holding back the water. I mean, it's above where the water would normally go." He says, "Aval b'makom shasun lechazek." But if it's like filling in the crack below the water line, keeping the water in the bowl, he says, "Enu chayav levayer." Then you don't have to get rid of it. In other words, even if it's kazayis, I could leave it there. He says, "Mechlal the pachot mikazayid." So the first lashon is saying like this: if I have, I don't have like my picture book that I had for Erevin, but if you have a kneading bowl, and imagine that like you always fill it to water at a certain point, you know, line. So if the patch that you're filling in the dough is being used to fill in the crack, so the water doesn't leak out. So if the part it's filling in a crack below the water line, then it can even be more than a kazayis. In other words, this Tana is saying that when I'm using it to fill a crack, I'm like, I'm in my mind, it's not chametz anymore. In my mind, it's like glue. So it's like I'm a vatel in my mind. This chametz, it's getting a different din. So the chametz is out of my mind. I don't view it as chametz anymore. I view it as like, you know, like plaster. So if it's below the water line, even though it's more than a kazayit, so I could forget about it. If it's above the water line, then it can't be more than a kazayit. That's what we think in the first lashon. Okay, now we do another lashon, and then we'll take some questions. Okay, he says ikadamatni lo asefa. Some learn Shmuel's statement going on the second part of the Mishnah of means. In the first part of the Mishnah, we said, if there's a kazayis, I have to get rid of it. So we said that's only if that's above the waterline. Below the waterline, I can keep the kazayis. The second part of the halacha was that imlav, if it's less than a kazayit, it's batel b'miyuto. So ikidmat nila seifa, imlav batel b'miyuto. Amar av yudamar shmuel, lo shanu el b'makom hasui l'chazek. So this is saying that if it's less than a kazayit, I can leave it if it's below the waterline. In other words, in the first lashon, it could be even more than a kazayit below the waterline. This is saying that if below the waterline, then it has to be less than a kazayit. So in other words, it's saying you have two requirements. One, that it be below the waterline, and it be less than a kazayit in order to leave it. He says, avav makom shenasu l'chazek, but if it's above the waterline, not keeping the water in, chayav levayer, then you have to get rid of the chametz. So he says, mechlal the kazayit afilu makom asu lechazay chayav levayer. So from here you see that a kazayit, even if it's below the waterline, I have to dispose of it. All right. So again, we have two lashonos here. So again, the Mishnah is teaching me under some circumstances where the chametz is being used to fill in a crack in the bowl, I don't have to destroy the chametz before Pesach. And I don't have to destroy the chametz because in my mind, I don't view this as chametz anymore. It's like a piece of wood. It's like a piece of glue in my mind. And I'm leaving it, and I intend to leave it there permanently. So the question is, where is the heter? So the Mishnah says, if it's kezias, I could leave it. And if it's less than a kezias, if it's kezias, I have to get rid of it. But if it's less than a kezias, I can leave it. So the first Lashon says, that's talking about if it's below the waterline. So below the waterline, if it's kezias, I can leave it. And less than a kezias, I have to be mevayer it. But above the waterline, not. And the second Lashon is saying that even below the waterline, I can only leave it if it's less than a kezias. And above the waterline, I can't leave it at all. Okay? Now, I tell you, let me just do two brises, and then I'll open up the floor for discussion, okay? So the Gemara says, Tani Kalishna Kama, Tani Kalishna Batra. We learn one brisa like the first Lashon. I tell you, let me stop now because it's going to lead into another Gemara. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, and anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, all right, let's go on. Now, so the Gemara says, Tani Kalishna Kama, Tani Kalishna Batra. We learned one brisa that supports the first Lashon and another brisa that supports the second Lashon. We had two Lashonot as to what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Tani Kalishna Kama, we have a brisa that supports the first Lashon. Batzeik Shibisitke Areva, if you have dough that's in the cracks of an Areva, it's like this kneading trough, like a bowl. B'makamasu L'chazeik Enu Chotzeitz, if it's B'makamasu L'chazeik, Rashi learns below the waterline, so it's not a chatzitza in terms of toveling in the mikveh. Veino over, and you don't transgress if you don't dispose of it before Pesach. Uvamakom she'enasu l'chazeik chotzeitz, but if it's above the waterline, it is a chatzitza v'over. But medor murim, which halacha are we referring to? B'chazayit. So this first brisa is saying that a chazayis I could do below the waterline, but below the waterline. Aval b'pachot mi'chazayit. So the first brisa is saying that I could have up to I could have even a kezias of chametz in the crack, you know, if it's below the waterline. But and I'm good.
Even more than a kezias.
He says, because even more than a kezias, yeah. He says, but above the waterline, it has to be less than a kezias. Okay. Vitani Kalishna Batra, we learn a brisa that supports the second Lashon. It says, Basek Shibasidri Areva, if I have dough, it's in the cracks of the bowl. Makoma Sui Lachazek, in a place like below the waterline, turn page on Mem Hamad Beis. He says, Eno Chotzeit Ve'eno Over. So it's not a chatzitza to be tovel with it. In other words, I view it as part of the Keli already. And I don't transgress Pesach by leaving it there. But makom she'enasu l'chazek above the waterline chotzeitz, it would be a chatzitza va'ober. But memurim b'pachot mikazayit, that's if the piece is less than a kazayit. About b'kazayit, if it's the size of a kazayit, afil b'makom asu l'chazek chotzeitz va'ober. So if it's kazayit, so then even below the waterline and run to problems. Okay, so again, so the two brises, so one brise is more lenient than the other brisa. The first brisa says I could have a piece that's a kezias below the waterline and I'm good. Second brisa says absolutely not. I can only have a piece that's less than a kezias. So according to the second brisa, I have two requirements, that the dough be below the waterline, and be less than a kezias. In other words, then under those circumstances, I'm a vatalit, I don't view it as chametz anymore. And in the first brisa, it could be even a kezias, but it could be above the waterline, it could be less than a kezias. According to the second brisa, it has to be less than a kezias below the waterline, and above the kezias, above the waterline, not at all. That's the way it sounds like. Okay, so the Gemara says, Kashan Adadi, the two brisa, do you have a question?
Yeah, this dough serves a function, right? It's like a glue.
Right, correct.
How can you be mevatalit?
Means in my mind's eye,
but it serves a function.
Yeah, but it means at a certain point in time, something loses its status as chametz. In other words,
whatever happened to mashahu?
Yeah, so it means,
we're dealing with kezias here.
Yeah, so it means that at a certain point in time, based on my usage of it, I am demonstrating that I never intend to use it as a food item anymore. and I'm using it for another purpose, and loses its status as chametz. And when it was, it's really just another aspect of it. In other words, let's say the chametz, when it's not edible, right? So then we say it's not chametz anymore.
Okay, but that's not what you're saying here.
Right, that's right. But here, I'm saying there's other roots out of the chametz status. In other words, when is food not food anymore? So we're saying when I'm using the food, let's say I'm using the food as mortar in the walls of my house, like to attach two bricks of my house in the wall. So I'm taking it from its status of chametz into a different status. That's what we're learning here in the Mishnah and the Braisa.
But that doesn't make sense. Suppose you have a loaf of bread on Passover and you say, you know what, I'm going to use this for a doorstop.
All right, we'll see. Wait.
Well, I mean, what's the difference between that and what Michael just said?
Okay, wait till we finish the whole sugya and we'll try to address it, okay? But what it's coming up. You're right, it's coming up. It's coming up, okay? Okay, all right, let's take a look. Now, the Gemara says, so the Gemara says on the fourth line, Kashana Adade. So these two brises contradict one another. So Amar Rav Huna, Sami Kilta Mikame Chamirta. So Rav Huna says, Sami means like to erase. We're going to erase the more lenient one and favor the more stringent one. We're going to go with the second brise. It'll be the one to for halacha. He says, Rav Yosef Amar, Tanai Shaklet Mi'alma. He says, have you exhausted all the Tanaim in the world? He said, oh, like one is going out the door. Remember, Rav Yosef had a Trinus Bekias in the brises, right? he was the Sinai. He says, Tanaihi. He, Rav Yosef, says it's really machloket Tanaim, and one Brisa reflects one Tana's opinion, and the other Brisa reflects the other Tana's opinion. The Tanya, we learn in the Brisa, Hapach Ipsha. Let's say I have bread that became moldy, Chayav Levoer. I'm still obligated to dispose of it before Pesach. I could use it, even though it's moldy, I could use it to crumble it and use it as leaven for other dough. In other words, I'll take a piece of it. That's the way they would take a piece of like sourdough. So I'll use it as a piece of sourdough. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Badmur Murim, B'mekuyemet La'achila. Rabbi Shimon says that's only if I'm planning to use it for an eating purpose. Aval Kofet Sa'or Shi'chadeli Shiva. Let's say I have a block of Sa'or, of this like sourdough, and I'm designated now as my chair. This is a little bit what you were discussing, Robert. So I designate the block of dough. I'm going to use it as a seat. I'm not going to use it as dough anymore. He says, Batla. So it's batel. Now it's batel. Now it doesn't have a din chametz anymore. So now first we'll focus on our sugya, then we'll try to get to your question, Robert, okay? So we have a machloket in the Braisa. So midama Rav Shimon Elazar batla, since Rav Shimon, there's a machloket between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar said, if I have a block of this sa'or, of this very yeasty dough, and I no longer intended to use it for food, I intended to use it as a chair, so he says it's batel, and I don't have to dispose of it. That's what he's saying. So he says, Mechlal the Tanakama sarva lo batla. So presumably the Tanakama holds it's not batel. I do have to dispose of it. So he says, Al maksavar kol kizayit avagav de mevatel lo batil. So if that's the case, so Rav Shimon Elazar holds that if I can have even a kizayis or more, but I never intend to use it for food anymore, it's batel. I don't view it as food anymore. It's batel, and Tanakama disagrees. So if that's the case, so at least part of the steer between the two brises is resolved. The second brise said that I can have, the first brise said that I could have a kezias or more that I'm using as like the filler for the cracks in the trough, and I don't have to worry about it. That could be Rav Shimon Elazar. The second brise says no. A kezias is too much. You have to have less than a kezias. That could be the Tanakama. That's what we think. So if that's the case, so then we've resolved at least part of our problems. So Amar Le Abaye, he's the Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. So Amar Le Abaye, Teiratzta b'chzayit, pachot mikzayit mi teiratzta. So you explain one part of the stira, but pachot mikzayit you haven't teased out yet, because we learned in the stira between two brises is the lenient brisa said that less than a kezias I could have above the waterline, and the second brisa says I can't have anything above the waterline. So we haven't seen anything about that in the brises. Ella havaha Rav Shimon Elazar hi. So the Gemara, where Abaye gives a different hesber, both Bryces will follow Rav Shimon Elazar, who's the lenient opinion, v'lokasha habamakom lisha hashlo b'makom lisha. So let me say this outside, and then we'll do it inside. So the Gemara now is revising its understanding of the Bryces and saying there aren't really two zones in the Bryces, one below the waterline and one above the waterline. There are really three zones. So zone one is below the waterline. Zone two, in other words, I have, let's say I want to knead dough. So I put water in the trough, then I put flour in the trough, then I knead it, and then I have my trough, my dough. So I have where the water goes, that's like to point A, that's zone one, where the water goes. Then where the flour and the water go, where I'm going to knead the dough, that's zone B. And then above where there's no flour, there's no water, there's nothing, is zone C. So there's really no machloka between the Bryces. The Bryces all are in agreement. If it's zone one, the lowest element, so then everybody agree, both Bryces agree, I can have kezias or more in the lower zone. If it's zone two, which is where the dough is, I can have up to a kezias filling in. And zone three, which is above where the dough is, then I can't have anything. Okay, everybody agrees on that halacha. So the way they're going to interpret the two Bryces, so the two, that's what the two Bryces are saying. So the first Bryce, let's go back to the two Bryces. If you look, let's go back to the first Bryce on Mem Hei Amud Aleph, the three lines above where it gets wide. So Tani Kalishna Kama, this is the first Bryce. Batzek Shib Sidre Areva, Makoma Su Lachazek, Eno Chotze, Tveno Over. So the way he's interpreting Makom Asui L'Chazek, that's below the waterline. He says Makom She'en Asui L'Chazek Chotetz Va'Over. That's in. So the first is zone one and zone two. So the first Brisa only speaks about zone one and zone two. So zone one, I can have an up. So B'Me'urim B'Kazayit. So in zone one, I can have a Kazayis. About Pachot Mizana Pim Makom She'en Asui L'Chazek and a Chotetz Beno Over. And then in zone two, I can have less than a Kazayit. Then the second, the last Brysa, they're using the terms not consistently. The second Brysa says, Basek Shabasid Rebbe Makom Hasu Lachazek, Enu Chosek, Enu Chotek, Veno Over. So he says, that means here he's saying that really means zone two. He says, "Makom she'ein asu l'chaze choses va'over." That's zone three. Murim bepachot mikibzayit. So pachot means that is zone two, and then no zero is zone three. Anyway, so he says, "Let's see back in the Gemara." So the Gemara says on the fourth wide line, "Lo kasha habamakom lisha." So the first brisa, let me see here. He says, "One second." Yeah. So the first brisa says like. Makom shenasu l'chazek is referring to where the lisha is, and the second brisa says makom shenasu l'chazek ha shloba makom lisha. In other words, shloba makom ha su l'chazek, they're referring to different plot parts. The first brisa shloba makom l'chazek is zone two, and the second brisa shloba makom l'chazek is zone three, the highest part. Okay, let me just do a few more lines, and then we'll pause. He says. So Amar Vashi on the fifth line, wide line, Amar Vashi lo tema shlomakom lisha agaba da'agna. Don't say shlomakom lisha means on the outside of the vessel, elo asifta da'agna, means on the lip of it, in zone three. So pshita, that's obvious. So mahu de tema, I would have thought, had Rabashi not explained that, zimna da'ati vumati lahatam, sometimes the dough does go up all the way, you know, higher up, kamashmalan. So kamashmalan, that notwithstanding that's zone three. All right, now, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Halakha Rav Shimon Elazar. So Rav says, Halakha is like Rav Shimon Elazar, which we just went through with the three zones. So zone one up to more than a kezias goes, zone two less than a kezias, zone three nothing. He says, Inis is true, but Amar Rav Yitzchak Parashi, Amar Rav. Rav said, now, what we had before in the Brisa with this block of like sourdough, but I've designated as a seat, so I don't have to dispose of it. So Rav says, "Im tach paneh betit batla." If I plaster it over, then it's batel. So I can't just leave, like you wanted to say, Robert, I can't just leave the sourdough there and say it's a seat. I have to plaster it over. Then I reveal the seat. Tak in lo tak lo. So that doesn't sound like, so here we said the lach is like Rishon Lazar, but Rob doesn't sound like this part, he's accepting Rishon Lazar. So man de maniha lo maniha. So the one that that learned that that Rav Nachman said Rav Allah is like Rav Shimon Lazar doesn't learn that Rav said that tach betit, you have to tach betit. Okay, let me just a few more lines. Ikita Amri, some say Amrav Nachman Rav ain't a lach of Rav Shimon Lazar. Others say that Rav Nachman said that lach does not follow Rav Shimon Lazar. The Amrav Yitzchak Parashi Amarav im tach pane betit bafla v'chulei. All right. Now, I think it's a good point to pause for 1 second. I just want to check one thing, and then we'll be in good shape. One second. Yeah. All right. So he says here, if you look in footnote 8 in the art scroll, this is for you, Robert, Quintus Lazar designated a block of leaven for non-food purposes of serving as a seat nullifies leaven's or status. He says, though, the block is surely larger than a kazayas. All right. So the basic idea we're saying that in Achinami, that I can, you know, it's not enough just to say I intended to be for this purpose, but I'm using it for the purpose. Or I might need, you know, like I'm using the dough and I'm sticking it in the cracks and I'm demonstrating through my actions that I'm not thinking of it as bread anymore. I'm using it as filler material. So that's the case. So not just that
but
I have
it
like...
It seems to me that gives you two problems. One is the prohibition against seeing leaven in your possession obtaining benefit from it.
Yes.
Even if you convert it to some other use, now you're obtaining benefit from leaven.
Yeah, I got it.
The doorstop.
The Gemara is saying that it's not chametz anymore. You know, in other words, you're transferring the status of it. In other words, we don't view it as chametz. We view it as a non-chametz item where I'm actually using, I'm using the dough as filler material between the bricks of my house. So it's not viewed as chametz anymore. Now it's like building material.
So it's like a legal fiction.
I wouldn't say a fiction. It just means, what is chametz?
If it's a piece of bread, how does it not be a piece of bread?
What is chametz? Chametz is something you eat, not something you use as glue in your bowl. So even though if you look under a microscope or whatever, have a chemist analyze, it might be the same, but chametz means that which goes in the mouth, not which is used for the glue or for the seat. That's what it's saying. Okay. So any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, let me go on. I only have a few minutes left. Okay, let's take a look. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. All right. Now we're around 10 lines down in the wide lines on Mem Hei Amud Beis. Am Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Shnei Chatzei Zeitim V'Chutzal Batzei Beinehem. Now in zone 2, we get in with the bowl, the kneading bowl. So in zone 2, I have to have less than a kezias. Let's say I have 2 half kezaitim. They're each in a crack, and then there's a string of dough between them. He says, Shnei chasei zeitim chut shel batzek beinehen. So what's the halacha? Rowin kol she'ilu yinatel achut v'nitalimo chayav levayer. So if I would lift that chut, I'd pull that string of dough, and the blobs of dough would come out with it. So then I'm chuyiv to be mevayer. Then I have to dispose of it. V'imla v'no chayav levayer. Amar ula lo amran ela ba'areva. So Ula says it's only true by the areva, by the kneading trough, of a babayit chayav levayer. Now, babayit meaning if in a house, let's say, now, again, it's difficult to touch up these sugyas because there's a lot of, you know, contradictions, but one derech is, let's say I'm using the dough as filling the cracks in the floor. The dough is not, you know, filling the cracks. So let's say I have half a gezias of dough, you know, in one crack in one room and half exist in the other room. Says Avayit Chayav Levayer. My timer Zimin Dekanish Duvnafli Gabi Hadade. Sometimes I might like sweep it up or gather it, and then I'll have a whole kazayas. And so Mela, then it's not batel. Amar Ula Baubama Rava in the West, in Eretz Israel, he asked the question, Bayit Va'aliyah Mahu, what if I have like a house and the second floor? I have like a half gezayis in the floor on one floor and half gezayis on the second floor. Am I mechuyev to be mevayer? He says, assuming in that case that I'm not mechuyev to be mevayer, he says, Bayit Va'chsadra Mahu, because it's like two different floors. Bayit Va'chsadra, what about a house and the pavilion in front of it, where it's the same level but a little bit of a different rishus? And if assuming in that case that I would be mechuyev to be mevayer, what about shnei batim zelif nimizeh? Two homes, one interior to the other one, mahu. So shnei batim zelif nimizeh. One second. Yeah, he says, in the two houses. So two houses, one and the other. It means we've had this before with the Mabuis, like there's an inner chamber. It means sort of like an inner apartment, like the people in the inner apartment can only get access through going through the outer apartment. So what's the situation there? There it's like, it's the same level, but it's like, like two balim in it. So what's the story with that? So the Gemara leaves them all as teku. The Gemara doesn't resolve that. Okay, I got to keep moving. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Hapacha ipsha v'nifsla mila'echoli adam. Let's see, a moldy bread, which is no longer edible by a human, v'akelev yechola ochla, but a dog would eat it. The dog, I don't know where, is Shai here tonight? No, so Eddie's not here tonight, but we have another one of our dog gemaras. And so he says, metama tumid ochlin b'kebetza, so it's susceptible to tumid ochlin, in other words, like food is susceptible to tumah, in other words, it's still called food, even though people can't eat it, but dog could eat it, it's still food. So it's susceptible to tumah as a food. So even if it's tahor, I could burn it with the chametz, which is tumah on Pesach. This relates to a sugya you had earlier on Daf Yudalid. Remember, there's we had the truma tumah and the truma tahora. So we had a machloka between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Meir says you could, if the whole everything has to be burnt on Erev Pesach. So Truma Tomeya always has to be burned, but Truma Tahora only on Erev Pesach have to burn it. So Rav Meir says I could burn them both together, even though now the Truma Tahora is going to get Tame when I put it together. Rav Yossi says I can't do that, but this Bryce is teaching that Rav Yossi agrees, and this is in footnote 29, he says where the Truma has become physically inedible, it may be burned together. So even the Tana Rav Yossi normally disagrees here where it's Nifsal, Me'achilas Adam, he agrees that I can put it together. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Pesach, Mishum Rabbi Natan Amru, according to Tana Rabbi Natan, it's not susceptible to transmitting tumah, this food. So Kamana Azahadnan, so according to whom does the following Mishnah go? It says Klalam Rubitarot, Kulam Yucha La Ochal Adam Tamei, anything which is designated for human food is Tamei, Achi Fasemi Lakola Kelev. In other words, it's still in the food realm till it's Nifsal Me'achilat Kelev. But according to Rabbi Natan, once the human can't eat it, we don't regard it as food. Command, lo Rabbi Natan. That Mishnah obviously doesn't follow Rabbi Natan. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, a Revad Ha'avdanim. I have a trough that's used by people who are tanning leather. They're processing hides. So I have an areva which is used to process the leather. He says Shenatana Tocha Kemach. I added flour to it. So flour was used in the tanning process. But all I have is this bowl where I normally tan the hides, and I put flour in it before Pesach. Tosho shiyamim chayav levayer. If I put the flour in within 3 days of the bedika, then I have to dispose of it. He says kodem shloshamim einu chayav levayer. But if I put it in more than 3 days, I'm not mechuyev to be mevayer because the smell of this bowl is going to permeate that flour. So either it's going to permeate it, and so it means that he says in footnote 38, he says even though it doesn't become putrid until 3 days have passed, it becomes nullified immediately with its placement together with the skins. Or that's not up to that, but the idea is that that we don't, either it's not edible anymore, Let me just see for a second what he says. One second. Give me a minute. One second. Yeah, this is footnote 36. Flour that's been in the tannin's trough for three full days has still become putrefied through being permeated by the foul odor of the tannin's trough. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So, Amar Rabbi Natan, Bamem Murim, Shlonatan, Latochas, Orod. That's if you didn't put the hides in there. Amalatan, Tocha, Orod, Afilu, Toch, Shlosha, Inche, Alavoyer. If I put the hides in there, then it's really going to stink up the whole place. And then I'm not, even within 3 days, I don't have to be Mavire it. So that's where he comes to footnote 38. He says, even though the flour does not become putrid until 3 days have passed, it becomes nullified immediately with the placement together with the skins, since he's dedicated and modified the flour for non-food purpose. Then say, like, I'm designating my mind, it's not going to be for food. Or, then he quotes the Meiri, place the skins, causes the flour to putrefy immediately. So either the flour becomes stinking immediately when I put the hides in, or I put the hides in, I'm a galadas, I don't view it as food anymore, it's the food as a process. So Amar Rava, halacha k'Rabbi Natan. So Rava says, halacha follows Rabbi Natan, afilu yom echad, afilu sha echad. In other words, even if the hides are in there for 1 hour, that's it. I don't have to get rid of it. Okay, now, let me just finish the daf, then we'll take some questions. V'chein lin in tuma, imapil av chotzeitz, so the Mishnah said that we had the whole din about this bowl with the cracks with the dough, and we had the three zones. And then the Mishnah said, if it's a kezias, I have to be mavayer, and if it's less than a kezias, I don't have to worry about it, right? So then the Mishnah said, v'chein linin tumah. The same thing applies by tamei items. And then it says, so it's saying two different things. First, it's saying you have a shear of less and more than a kezayit. In other words, less than a kezayit, like it's part of the keli. More than a kezayit is not. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. So based on the brises we learned, we could say that it could be in the Mishnah is talking about zone two. In other words, less than a kezayit, I'm okay, but more than a kezayit is not. But then it says the same halacha applies by linin tuma. In other words, if I want to be tovel the keli, so the same halacha would apply. So that would make me think it depends on whether there's more or less than a kezayit. But then the Mishnah says a different klal. If I'm makpid or not, am I happy with the dough being there? I'm not happy with the dough being there. If I'm not happy with the dough being there, it's going to be chatzitza between the keli and the water. If I'm happy with it, it's not going to be chatzitza. So it's a stira. So the Gemara says, okay, so the Gemara says, Midami, Hatam b'shiur Talia Milta. In the first part of the Mishnah, it's Talui with the Shear. Hachabik paid a Talia Milta. Here it's Talui with a Makbid. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Ema Ulinina Tuma Enochein. So Rav Yehuda says, we have to understand it as if the Mishnah said, by Tuma it's different Shear, not the same Shear. It's a different Shear than in Tuma. By in Tuma, depends on whether you're Makbid or not Makbid. Oh, let me just click it. Mayor, okay, so he says here, so Amalei Abaye, so Abaye said to Rabbi Yehuda, Habachain Linin Tuma Katani, but the Mishnah says Bachain is the same, and you're saying like Lochain, but that's too much of a change. So Elamar Abaye Hachi Kamar, Abaye says this is what it means, Bachain, Taplana Memvav Menalef, Bachain Linin Siruf Tuma Bepesach, that in other words, the din of Tziruf would be the same. Now, Tziruf is going to be, let's say I have another piece of food and I bring it close to this dough, which is in the crack. And then, so both of them, so each one is less than a kezayit, but together there'll be a kebetza. It could be a kebetza. One second. Give me 1 second. 1 second. Yeah, it means like this. One second. In an Easter Chames, lo batil gabe revo. What was it? In Machpil love, Mutsame la Cherim. One second. Yeah, in Seraph. So Seraph, we said there's a difference when it's less than a Kesayas or more than a Kesayas. All right, so I have to go over this halacha, but he's saying over here it's going to be a din, a different din by Tuma. Well, the filler material that you're using, in other words, the filler material is going to join with other food, and let's say you have a dead sheretz touches both of them, so then the question is going to be whether the tumah can spread from the whole deal a little bit. Okay, believe that, or I'll go over this for tomorrow, okay? All right, who's got questions, comments to us, anything we did tonight, though? Everybody's speechless. Okay, let me end the recording. One second, let me go on recording.